Show back to Paul Bryant.
It is good! And Paul Bryant got by Tyrone Tom Brady. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions!
Welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today as we continue to mark the 15th anniversary of New England's 2001 Super Bowl championship. Bob Soucy with Mike Reese, Brian Morey, Ron Borges, and Tom Curran. Of course, 2001 began for the Pats with a loss at Cincinnati, and the following Tuesday was September 11th. One of the Patriots on that team, Joanne Druzzi, on that day, of course, had a scheduled off day, likely to work out with his teammates, while his three brothers were serving among New York's bravest as firefighters. For the team and for you covering at that period, Mike, September 11th, the first thoughts that come to your mind?
Well, the players came in, you know, and Bill Belichick told them, we're going to shut things down here. You can go home to your families, take care of what you need to take care of. Some things are bigger than what we have going on here, and that's the thing that stands out to me more than anything. I mean, we all love this game. We all love what we do. Didn't really matter at that point.
Yeah, I remember Ted Johnson having a conversation with him back then, and there was a debate whether they should play the games that week or not, and he said, no, we need to step back and reflect on what just happened. We shouldn't be out on the field this weekend.
Well, of course, there was a discussion earlier that week with the powers to be, are we going to play these games or not? And Gene Upshaw, who was one of my dear friends in football, told him flat out, my players are not playing. So you all can schedule the games you want, but nobody's going to be there. We are not playing the game. So they couldn't make the mistake they made in 1963 when JFK was assassinated and played the games because people around Kennedy said that's what he would want. The players were not going to play.
What I do remember very vividly was Drew Bledsoe on the Wednesday speaking to us in the media. And I remember asking him, is it strange for you as a probably 25 or 26-year-old to try and articulate to what this stuff means? The words he put to what he was dealing with, it was moving. It was a lot of moving stuff that went on then.
Well, I remember Joe. I mean, he had his press conference talking about his brothers. He was in tears. Could you imagine asking Joe Andrews to go out and play a game that weekend? I mean, he was going home. I mean, he walked into his house that week, and his brother held his fingers up like this. Like, this is how close I came to dying. He got out of the second tower 20 seconds before it came down. I mean, that guy couldn't go play a football game that weekend.
Yeah, and that was a thing that ultimately everybody sort of recognize that there was no relief from this. Like, at the end of the day, you always hear the argument, well, you know, you play these games to show the world that life's going to go on. Well, life should not have gone on at that point. It needed to stop. It needed for people to say, wait a minute, you know, we don't really need relief at the moment. We need to really feel what this is. You know, a lot of other countries in the world, they experience this all the time, unfortunately, and we don't. And now we were just like everybody else. People can come here and blow up buildings and kill people too. What's your reaction going to be? And you don't really need a Sunday worth of football games to, you know,
and how about
interrupt.
You talk about feeling. I mean, how about the feeling when we were back at the stadium and Joe Andrewsy was there with his brothers carrying out the flag? And, you know, it was almost, you know, you never overcome that. You know, you never forget that, the feeling. But it was almost like we have to try to put our foot forward and move forward. And it was almost like maybe this can help us do that, you know, to have us come together in this moment.
That game after, everything was fan-driven. You know, it was almost like sports was their step back toward a sense of normalcy. And I think being able to put 60,000 people in one place dressed in red, white, and blue, you know, gave people a sense that, okay, this is the first step back toward our normal lives.
Yeah, it was organic, though.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Sometimes it's not as organic now.
Right, exactly.
We will continue our discussion of the 2001 Patriots throughout the season. Stay with Patriots.com as we celebrate the 15-year anniversary of the Super Bowl 36 champs.